Johnny Braggart with Shoe Fly Pie. Do you ever think of somebody and then out of the blue you hear from them? Somebody who you haven't spoken with in years? That just happened to me. Dr. Beth, good morning. It's nice to hear from you. Longtime listeners might remember Dr. Beth. I was just thinking about Dr. Beth. No particular reason, just your voice and your name crossed my mind. And hello to Carrie. Thank you for your kind note. We've been thinking about you and about Jeff. And I'm glad that we're able to be here this weekend and that you enjoyed the song we just played. We're going to celebrate birthdays in a few moments. And then more fun to come here at the Saturday Light Brigade. In fact, there are so many birthdays. I'm going to get started right now. Today, happy birthday to Manny of McClellantown from your family, Antonio of McDonald, Ohio, from mom and family, Naomi of Emsworth, John of Castle Shannon, from wife Kathy and kids Aaron and Jeff. Happy birthday tomorrow to Christopher of Crafton for Mom, Dad, and Brianna. Claire of Cheswick from your family. Laisha of Plum for Mom, Dad, and family. Bailey of St. Augustine, Florida for Mom, Dad, Cassie, Grace, and Cameron. Charlie in Bridgeville. Happy anniversary to Casey and Cindy. On November 20th, Millie has a birthday. Happy birthday to Millie from Chuck Ethel, Billy, and Betty. On the 21st, Mary Kate of Squirrel Hill. From Jim, Mom, Carla, Jimmy, Sarah, Rebecca, Abigail, Samantha, Uncle, Chris, Aunt Jen, Theo, the whole family. Happy birthday also that date to Tyler of Charlotte, North Carolina, from Mom, Dad, Caitlin, and Mason. Kara of Butler, from Nathan, Dad, Tim, and Mom, Marianne. Belly of Florida, also on the 21st. Arete of Morningside, from Mom and Dad. Gabe, from Mom and Dad and Simon. Christina of Steubenville, Ohio, from James and daughter Hannah. And Franny and Ray have an anniversary on the 21st. On the 22nd, Melanie, happy birthday from John, your husband, and John, your son. Chris, Bub, Murphy, our skydiving, woodworking brigadier, celebrates on the 22nd. Happy birthday to you, Chris. And hello to Becky, Sarah, Annie, and all the bubs. Brian of Mount Lebanon from Sue, Kurt, and Daniel. Laura from husband Brian. And Christian of Allison Park also celebrates on Wednesday. Just a few more. There are a lot, though. Tom in Mount Washington, a lot this week from Janice. And Ethan, Ryan, and Megan, that's on the 23rd. Tony of Fairfax Station, soon of Pittsburgh, from Michaela. and Shelley and Pat and family. Thank you for being on our birthday list and being with us. Barbara in Oakmont, her dad's 94th birthday, we always like, or her dad's birthday. He turned, let me think. He would be, oh my gosh, 100. He was born in 1908. We have a note from a few years ago when it was his 90, what would have been his 94th birthday. But Barb, we think about your dad, November 23rd, the date. Eleanor of Carrick, your grandpa John in Williamsport, and dad Kyle and mom Emma wish you a happy birthday. Andrew of Cranberry celebrates on the 24th. Mary Brown of Knox from Ryan, Lila, and Abby. Trent of West Jefferson from your family. Abigail of Plum from mom Jen, dad Chris, sister Samantha, cousins Mary Kate, Jimmy, Sarah, and Rebecca, plus Uncle Jim and Aunt Carla. On the 24th, we have Drew from Dad Chad, Mom Holly, and Brother Ryan. Also, Lisa. Happy birthday to you, Lisa, wife of Phil, mom to James, Jude, Seth, and Cora. From all of your family, including John and Addie and East Deer, Rosie of Dormont, from Tom, Marianne, Katie, Jen Jen, Tommy and Chris, Marcus of McKeesport, from Marcy and Miguel, Clementine of McMurray from your dad, Mary of Springdale from Skip, Tom and Carol Norlach, happy anniversary. Wow. That may be the longest birthday list we've had in quite some time.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a governmental employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Mother, there's too many of you cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. That's right. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know that we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see what's going on, what's going on, what's going on.
simply because our hair is long. You know that we've got to find a way to bring some understanding in today. Got the picket lines and the picket signs. Don't punish me.
Nice version of that song, Alison Brown with Keb Moe doing the lead on What's Going On here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and sharing a bunch of emails and chatting while that song played. Barb, thank you for your kind note. Jim and Blackridge, thank you for checking in. Just a moment ago, it has been a very busy morning, and it's going to get busier in just a moment. We'll play Guess Who.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, it's time to play Guess Who. We're going to give you the Guess Who initials. We have one specific person in mind. Who knows who it might be? Could be someone of any gender. It could be somebody from history. Could be somebody from the world of film, Broadway, other entertainment, sports, literature. No matter who it is, Ricky just looked at the answer, didn't you? No matter who it is, we think that you'll know the name once you hear it. It'll be fun to guess. This week, the initials are W.S. That's W as in Wilmerding, and S as in Suitorsville, W-S. 412-200-5975. Guess as often as you would like to. I'll keep you posted as best I can with respect to incorrect guesses as they come in. Once again, the Guess Who initials are WS, WS. And there are a lot of guesses already making their way in, and I'll start to share them with you in just a moment. Great version of that song, In the Mood, by Mark Stoffel. And we're excited to have your guesses, WS, as they come in. It's of Will Smith. That's a great guess. Jesse in Point Breeze has Willie Stargell, the great pirate. James in Fryeburg has Wallace Simpson, Warren Spahn, Whitley Strieber. You've got great guesses. Waylon Smithers. James, those are great names, each and every one of them. Thank you. Kathy and Jack are the first to get it correct, and I think they got it correct on their very first guess. Bill in Homer City guessed two names, and 50% of them were right. Well done. Nick and Susan in New York City have William Shakespeare. They also have the correct answer, Wally Shearer, Will Smith, Wesley Snipes, Wanda Sykes, Sir Walter Scott, William Sykes, Willie Sutton, Willie Styron, Wallace Shawn, Wallace Simpson, William Tecumseh Sherman, William Sanderson, William Seward, William Still, and William Saroyan. Great guesses. Tom and McCandless has quite a few. Shakespeare, Saroyan, Shriner, Wallace Stevens, William Styron, William Strunk, Wallace Stegner, Will Smith, Wallace Simpson, Willie Stargell, Winfield Scott, Walter Scott, William Seward, the correct answer, William Sherman, William Shockley, William Siemens, and William Billy Sunday. And let me acknowledge a few more guesses as they come in. And Tommy and Johanna are going to join us on the air with the correct answer in just a moment or two. But I want to be sure we give you a chance to keep playing along. Okay. Oh, good guess. Billy Strings, if we call him William, says Jesse of Point Breeze. Patrick of Stanton Heights just got the correct answer. He also guessed Wesley Snipes, William Sherman, Walter Scott, Wanda Sykes, Wilbur Smith, and William Shakespeare. William Sapphire from Mike and Mars. Gail has Wanda Sykes, Wallace Shawn, Wesley Snipes, and William Shakespeare. Dan and Clarion has the correct answer. Well done. John and Carrick has Wesley Snipes. Oh, good guess from Jesse. Another good guess. Wayne Shorter. Bill and Stanton Heights has Willie Sutton, William Smith, and Wanda Sykes. John and Carrick got it. Jim and Crafton Heights has Wanda Sykes. Kathy and Jack have Wesley Snipes and William Shakespeare, as does Jim. Jim also added Wally Shawn. Mick has Wendell Scott. And Linda has Willie Shoemaker, the jockey. And the correct answer. And Walter Slezak. My goodness, there are so many guesses coming in. And we've got Tommy and Johanna. Good morning. How are you?
Tommy? I'm good. How are you?
Good. I thank you for holding on. Are you guys driving?
No, we're at home.
Oh, good.
I forgot to mention little Tommy, too. He's playing.
Oh.
Our 17-month-old.
Hi, Tommy. Tommy, you were here with us last week, too. Is Tommy talking yet? He's got to be getting close.
Yeah, he's saying a few words, Mama, Dada, and trying to say Grandma and Grandpap and all that fun stuff. And he says up and down, too. Pretty good.
Oh, very, very good. What are you doing for Thanksgiving this year? Are you going?
We're
going
to have it over my sister's.
Oh, that'll be nice. And he will be the star attraction, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So you figure
it's going to be fun to give him a whole plate of food this year and watch him go to town and eat it.
You know, your Tommy is about the same age as what I am told is my great-grand, Ricky, is that right? Great-grand niece, Josie, who is about 18 months. Lily, Josie's her mom, Lily, and Lily will pick up and eat corn on the cob, which amazes me, and at 18 months of age.
That's great.
It's, I think, good for teething, at least in her family. It could be that she's an Ohio child, and that's what they do out there, but we have some really cute pictures of her with an ear of corn in her hand, gnawing away at it. Well, you knew this. Was it you or Johanna or a team effort?
Yeah, this one popped into my head because I used to like the show that he used to host.
Ah, oh, and that could be a number of them because he has quite a...
Well, my favorite was Rescue 911.
Ah. It's funny, that's not the one that came to mind first for me. Was that... Would he... they recreate actual emergencies. I forget what the format of that show was.
That was it. They would recreate the emergency and show how it they overcame. It was really a good show. I liked it, and
it was probably very realistic, at least as much as they could do. Ricky and I have been watching. When we need to settle down, we've been watching old Adam 12s lately. Do you remember that show at all? About two police officers kind of going on calls. And
I did see some reruns on MeTV, I think it might have been.
Yeah, they're very corny, but bring it on. You know, they're fun to watch.
Yep.
Well, you got it. William Shatner is exactly who we were looking for.
Great.
And thank you so much for being with us Saturdays. We really love having you here.
Well, thanks for being a part of our Saturday. We really enjoy your show.
Thanks so much. Take care and happy Thanksgiving to Tommy Jr., and Johanna. Mike and Myers got the correct answer also, as did Rich in Edinburgh. John and Carrick had a guess of Whitley Strieber. Mick guessed my uncle, whose name is William Stoltz. Not him, but a good guess. Warren Spahn from Bruce and Ingram. Oh, Bill in Stanton Heights added Will Shorts, the crossword puzzle creator. Harry in Pittsburgh came up with William Shatner as well. Pudge has Willard Scott. Gerald is in Indiana, PA. It's nice to hear from you, Gerald. It's been a while. He has William Shatner. Ty in Valencia also came up with the correct answer, as did the other Susan. Charlie got the correct answer. Well done. John and Carrick had Willard Scott. And I think I've now acknowledged all of the correct answers. Just to pass them along again. Let's see, we have Harry, I mentioned. Let me make sure Patrick had the correct answer. Dan and Clarion got it. So many answers. John and Carrick also got it. If only there were something that could help me sort of give me something in the background while we make sure I got all of the correct answers.
Science.
It's poetry in motion. She turned her tender eyes to me as deep as any ocean.
Why, there he is. Tom and McCandless, Nick in New York City with Susan in New York City.
Blinded me with science and failed me in biology.
And we have Kathy and Jack with the correct answer, and Linda had it.
Blinding me with science.
Science.
John, Dan, Patrick, Susan, and I mentioned all of the others.
Blinding me with science. Science. Science.
Science.
Science. It's poetry in motion.
It's poetry in motion.
And when she turned her eyes to me, as deep as any ocean, as sweet as any harmony.
Well, there he is. Is it Captain Kirk? Could it be Denny Crane from Boston Legal? If you've not seen Boston Legal and William Shatner as Denny Crane, highly recommended. TJ Hooker. And you heard Tommy mention Emergency 911. Prolific he is. And I believe he is now 92. Okay, FCC regulations say the song needs to be faded out after about 3 of its 18 minutes, and I'm doing it in favor of this one.
Little Star Treks on my TV, little Star Treks are so ticky-tacky, little Star Treks, little Star Treks, little Star Treks all the same. There's the deep one, and the next one, and the good old Bill Shatner one, and they all look really ticky-tacky, cause they all look just the same. And the captains on the Star Treks all rule with great efficiency, balding captains, although one wears a toupee. There's the wig one, and the black one, and a refined old Englishman, and they all act really ticky-tacky, cause they all act just the same. Now the captains on the Star Treks have added another one. Lady captain, woman captain, but a captain just the same. So she acts rough and she talks tough and she must not have any fun, 'cause the men acted really ticky-tacky and she must act just the same. And the plot lines on the Star Treks all deal with blowing up the ship. Dopey plot lines, goofy plot lines, but they're plot lines just the same. And the reason is the plot lines are written by the same three guys, and they all write really ticky-tacky, and they all write just the same. And the bad guys on the Star Treks wear prosthetic body parts. Scary bad guys, rubber bad guys, but they're bad guys just the same. There's the Klingon and Ferengi and sometimes a Romulan, and they all look really ticky-tacky, though they don't look quite the same. Little Star Treks on my TV, little Star Treks are so ticky-tacky, little Star Treks, little Star Treks, little Star Treks all the same. There's the deep one and the next one and the good old Bill Shatner one, and they all look really ticky-tacky 'cause they all look just the same.
Tom Turf at the Saturday Light Brigade with a song that I think we turned into a hit here in our neck of the woods. He's from Arizona. And for what it's worth, William Shatner, She Blinded Me with Science, would still be playing had we not faded it away. Congratulations. If you knew, that was our Guess Who answer. We can't always acknowledge all of the Guess Who guesses as they come in, because they're just a... lots and lots of them. Thank you for making our Saturdays so lively. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Tim?
I got something I gotta say.
Oh, well, tell me all about it.
Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine, and I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in the trench coat, badge out, lid off, says he got a bad cough and wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in the coonskin cap and the pig pen, he wants $11 bills and you only got 10. Fleetfoot face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says that many say they must bust an early mayor's orders from the DA. Look out, kid, no matter what you did, or walk on your tiptoes, don't try to know those. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose and watch your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Get well, hang around the ink well, ring the bell. Hard to tell if anything you're gonna sell. Try hard, get barred, get back, write braille, get jailed, jump bail. Join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit. But users, cheaters, six-time losers, or hang around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpool looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders and watch your parking meters. Yeah. Keep warm, short pants, romance, learn to dance. Get dressed, get blessed, try to be a success. Please her, please him, buy gifts. Don't steal, don't lift. 20 years of schooling and they put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, you keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump won't work 'cause the vandals took the handle.
You know what I mean, man?
I know exactly what you mean.
Thank you.
This is a great album. It's called Red on Blonde. And actually, this also appears on an album called Dylan Country, but Tim O'Brien's album, Red on Blonde, brings you Subterranean Homesick Blues. Boy, there's a lot of emails and messages that have come in the last few moments. Thank you for being with us. Hello to Bob out in Sewickley, and Ralph and Margaret, playing along with Guess Who. Lots of guesses of Wanda Sykes. And I see Mike Athey also got William Shatner. And Don has Willie Darnell Stargell. And hello to Mona and Jim for just checking in on Facebook.
Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
Would you like to meet somebody new? I think you would, especially if you knew who you were about to meet, because I do. And she is a wonderful person to work with and to be around. Her name is Alexa Bosick, and she's one of the people that make our Youth Media Center alive with so much activity. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. I'm doing great today. Thank you so much.
It's good to see you. And I asked Alexa to come in because we gave our Youth Media Center, we give them a prompt every week. Maybe mm-hmm. you want to describe how that
goes. Sure, of course. Yeah, every Monday we do programming throughout the week for after school, but every Monday we change our question of the week, which is just a big question on the whiteboard. We do a little doodle. Joseph likes to draw, and we draw something and we ask a question, and we ask the students to write on a sticky note and leave us their answer. And we like to collect those answers and just talk about them, have a lot of fun with them. That's really fun.
So imagine, you know, this big whiteboard and a question, a prompt, and then you can respond to it. Now, we will give you the prompt in just a moment, and you can choose to respond to it if you would like to. But we also will share with you what teens in our Youth Media Center and some younger kids too put up. Actually, I think some of our own staff put things up too, and I'm going to add something. I did not put one up yet, but what's the prompt?
Yeah, so our prompt for this week, in honor of Thanksgiving, we were thinking the prompt should be something in honor of that. So we did, what? Tell us a story that your family retells every year around the dinner table about you or just about the family. But we were looking for fun stories that maybe your family tells too many times, overtells every year to maybe make your cheeks a little red, make you embarrassed, but in a fun family way. So we have some fun kid stories from our teens this week.
The legendary, you've heard of twice-baked potatoes, the twice-baked stories over and over again. I can't wait. So if you have such a story, please call us, 412-200-5900. 1-888-775-7252 or 1-888-752-7234. And you can tell that kind of story. Did you put one up?
I did, yeah. We always have the staff put ones up if we can think of an answer. So I put one up when we thought of the question. My family's story that gets told every year at the Thanksgiving table, I was only two, so I don't remember this story, but it's always told about me. And it's one of the sweeter ones, I think. My family the guys in my family love to hunt, so we go spotting a lot. And I was 2 years old, bundled up in the back seat, in the car seat. I could barely look up over the car seat. It was tucked in back there. And my whole family were spotting for deer. They had the big spotlight, the flashlights looking out for deer at the window. And they were calling out things like, oh, there's a 10-point buck, or I see three doe over there in that field. And from the back seat, my little 2-year-old bundled up self who couldn't even see shouted out, I see two bunnies, even though I couldn't see anything. And they love to tell that story because they love to say, oh, she just wanted to be included. She just wanted to say something.
Oh, that's so great.
Sweet.
I see two bunnies.
Two bunnies.
Oh, that's a great story. What did some of the kids send in?
We got some great ones. One student from Sarah, she sent in, there was a time that her family loves to tell about the time that she made the whole family miss fireworks at Disney World when she was two because she said, Sarah, go bed now. Sarah, go bed now. Time to go to bed. Too bad, no fireworks for everybody. We had another one from a student who wrote just, this was, sometimes the students leave them anonymous and don't add their names. I think there's a good reason for this one. I once accidentally set fire to our kitchen counter. They like to tell me about that every year.
Oh my gosh.
Hopefully a small fire.
I did that once. Mm. When my I forgot about this. That's what's great about these stories. My family moved in to what was a brand new house in a development in Churchill Borough on Stephendale Drive. And I don't know why, but I guess the stove and all of the countertops were covered with paper as if to protect the finishes because I guess the builder, you know, wanted it to have that new kitchen, you know, smell. Well, I lit one of the burners when I was like 4 years old. And yes, that would catch that paper on fire and off it went.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen. Yikes. we've got a couple more over here. Speaking of fires, this one from our student Ayla. During the pandemic, she got to help for the first time for Thanksgiving dinner recently, and she got to bake the crescent rolls, but she put them in the oven and forgot about them, and they came out black and crispy and hard, but she still ate them because she was proud of herself for helping anyway.
So many stories involving food or disasters every year.
Of course. Yeah, there's some good ones, too. There's this one is anonymous still, but my family likes to tell about the time I cried after getting my first B.
Aww. Aww.
So sweet. Let's see. We've got, I always lost at life, the board game. So in general, I was terrible at life. P.S. Monopoly was my jam. So got teased for being bad at life, the board game.
I've told this story on the air before. It's a long one. I'm going to make it a little bit shorter. But we had Thanksgiving with my mom's sister, my Aunt Dorothy. Dorothy and Leo were kind of went to the beat of a different drummer. And I was about 9. It's me, my two older brothers, my dad, and my mom. We were in D.C. I was too young to know what neighborhood we were in, but it was a brownstone. It wouldn't surprise me if we had been in Georgetown. By the way, if you want to share a story with us, one that gets told around the table every year, it can be about somebody else, not about you. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Chad might have one. He just came in. Anyway, the different drummer. Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Leo, they decided to make meatball stew for Thanksgiving. That was what we had. And when you're 9 years old, and you don't have much of a filter, you say things like, "Where's the turkey?" Over and over again. Not "where's the beef?" "Where's the turkey?" And as a 9 year old, I was genuinely upset. And you kind of had to be there, but it was funny. And my dad, in retrospect, but he was also not real happy about it. And I remember after kind of chewing our way through what actually was not particularly, I think she threw something together and really didn't want to cook. Who knows? We shouldn't really hold her accountable. My dad insisted on taking us to a restaurant called Hot Shops. As hot, like hot, S-H-O-P-P-E-S. And Hot Shots was kind of like an Eden Park would be, except it was in the D.C. area. And we all had turkey sandwiches after we left. That was the way he corrected it. That was on the way home.
Still got the turkey. Have to have it. It's not Thanksgiving without it.
I now know that it was Chad who mentioned failing at the Board of Life. We never had life growing up. We were Monopoly people. We didn't know you could have more than one board game. How do I do that?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been great for me if the only board game we had was Monopoly, because life was, for some reason, very difficult for me. But yeah, I remember many games growing up. My sister was so excited to play the board game Life, and I was not, because any time I did play, I always came in last or second to last in that game with my sister and my parents. So any chance that we did get to play Monopoly, I was the one that was kind of really pushing for that game. But interesting that you mentioned... meatball sandwiches, was
yes,
it? For
meatball stew.
Meatball stew, a pretty common thing around Thanksgiving dinner for my family, in particular on my mom's side of the family, are raviolis.
Oh!
So, you know, either meat raviolis or cheese raviolis from a family that really likes that sort of homemade and authentic Italian food. You make your own raviolis.
Very nice. It doesn't have to be turkey.
Right,
I just
right.
remember as a little kid just wondering what's going on. Excellent. Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, sure.
Alexa, did you get to all the ones we had from kids?
I think we have one more left over here. This was, I think, from another staff member here. But it says, "Once I was petting my cat and started crying." "Why are you crying?" my mom asked. I said, "Mittens bit me for no reason." And then it says, "I'm sure it was a love bite." Maybe a hard pet led to that one. But that's a sweet one.
Every year, you get reminded of Mittens biting somebody. Mm-hmm. If you have some Thanksgiving stories you'd like to share, ones that get told repeatedly, always, whether you want to hear them or not, feel free to let us know. And Mike wrote that he can hook you up with some new modern games if you want. Mm-hmm. That's Mike writing to Chad. I will do that. Although, I'm kind of partial to the old games. Thank you, Alexa, and thank you, Chad. These stories are fun to hear. Thank you. And there's a song I really want to play for you if I can find it. And one thing that has been true in my whole radio life, at least, is I think of songs a split second before I want to play them, if that makes any sense. It doesn't pop into my head until the very last minute. And in the old days, it would be a record on a turntable, ready to go, the needle in the exact right place. And then I'd say, oh, wait a minute, we should play this instead. And I'd run back to the library, grab another LP, take it out of the jacket, put it on instead. And I was really good at that. These days, it's a lot easier digitally. But it's still a bit of a challenge, but that's never changed. And all the conversations we were just having made me think of this bittersweet song from Loudon Wainwright III that I'll play for you in a moment. And then we're going to follow it up with Mary Chapin Carpenter and a song that she has for Thanksgiving. Your stories are still welcome. 412-200-5975. Here is Loudon Wainwright.
Okay, here's another holiday thing. This song is called Thanksgiving. We're just moving back in time. Lord, every year we gather here to eat around this table. Give us the strength to stomach as much as fast as we are able. Bless this food to our use, thou. Communication's useless. Don't let me drink too much wine. Lord, you know how I get ruthless. Let us somehow get through this meal without that bad old feeling. With history and memory and home cooking we're dealing. Remind us that we're all grown up, adults no longer children. Now it's our kids that spill the milk. And our turn to want to kill them. I look around and recognize a sister and a brother. We rarely see our parents now. We hardly see each other. On this auspicious occasion, this special family dinner, if I argue with a loved one, Lord, please make me the winner. All this food looks and smells so good, but I can hardly taste it. The sense of something has been lost. There's no way to replace it. after the meal, switch on the game. It's just a few more seconds, but I'm so tired, I need a nap. The guest bedroom bed beckons. I fall asleep, I have a dream. In it is the family. Nothing bad has happened yet, and everyone is happy. Mother and father, both still young, and naturally they love us. We're all lying on a lawn at night, watching the stars above us. Lord, every year we gather here to eat around this table. Give us the strength to stomach as much, fast as we are able. Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table. Far and near we travel home, blessed that we are able. Grateful for this sheltered place, with light in every window, saying welcome, welcome, share. Come in away from sorrow. Father, mother, daughter, son, neighbor, friend, and friends, all together, everyone, in the gift of loving kindness. Grateful for what's understood and all that is forgiven. We try so hard to be good, to lead a life worth living. Father, mother, daughter, son,
Mary Chapin Carpenter, from a beautiful album of hers for the holidays, Come Darkness, Come Light, 12 songs of Christmas and Thanksgiving, in that case, Thanksgiving song, its name. The Center of Life Jazz Program has always produced amazing music, and students from the program are going to join us in our next hour. We also will have students from Shaler Area High School with some activities and discussion about those activities related to the Fairchild Challenge and live bluegrass in today's 11 o'clock hour. Thank you so much for being with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Your company means the world to us.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the voting process for the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Choice Awards for favorite Northside small businesses, as well as information about the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
By the way, if this is a different Thanksgiving for you, coming up, maybe your first without somebody near and dear to you being with you, or maybe you're not able to get home, or somebody you love is not able to come to you, you're not alone. This can be a tough time as well as a happy time. And we appreciate your company. We'll be here next weekend, too. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Well, it winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. So get your kicks on Route 66. When you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, King, Boston, San Bernardino. You get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip. Yeah, but I...